It's your host, Steve, here. Before we get started today, I'd like to send a shout out to an old friend, Cliff Castile, Muskogee, Oklahoma's favorite radio personality. Without Cliff's inspiration, this episode of Within the Realm would not have come to be. Thanks for the spark and the many years of friendship, Cliff. Welcome to Within the Realm. I'm your host, Steve Garrett. Within the Realm is a podcast covering my corner of the world and the people, the things, and the stories in it. These episodes are brought to you in hopes of entertaining and enlightening you, and maybe helping you see your own realm a little differently. If I have succeeded in doing that, feel free to let us know by reaching out to us on our social media sites or at our email address. contact@withinpodcast.com. Be sure to share our podcast with at least a couple of friends this week. But back to our subject at hand. One thing that's been important in my realm has been kindergarten. My wife is a kindergarten teacher, and on a daily basis, I hear about the struggles and successes of her young charges as she searches for ways to set the stage for a lifetime of learning for them. There's a lot to learn in a modern-day kindergarten classroom. The basic building blocks of the rest of these students' education. It's kind of a big deal. The idea of kindergarten is nothing new. The first children's class, known as kindergarten, was established in 1840 in a locale that I will not attempt to pronounce. Let's just say it's in modern-day Germany. The idea was to teach these children through song and play, to nurture and nourish them as though they were plants in a garden. The first kindergarten in the U.S. was established in Watertown, Wisconsin, in 1856. The classes were conducted in German. The first publicly funded kindergarten was offered in St. Louis in 1873 by Susan Blow, who became known as the mother of the kindergarten. Several years ago, through the magic of Facebook, an old friend, Cliff Castile, shared a black and white photograph of several dozen little faces dressed up in their Sunday best, seated in a nondescript classroom. It was the Stillwell Elementary School kindergarten class of 1970. It was our graduation day. I remember parts of the event. The boys in our nicest clothes, probably last worn at Easter, and the girls in proper dresses. All of us with the standard mortarboard caps made in class a few days earlier. I remember clearly hating having to be dressed up. I don't know if any of the other kids in the picture were as put out as I was about the day's attire, but I believe the bunch of us were glad to do it for our teacher, Mrs. Louise Carson, and her teaching assistant, Mrs. Gladys Chafin. Earlier this year, I made arrangements to visit with Mrs. Carson. I came armed with a short list of questions provided by the kindergarten teacher that I'm married to, in order to contrast 1970 with present day. I got those answers and a little more.
When I started was 53 years ago. It was 1967. I really wanted to be in the Stillwell school system. So when I applied, the only thing that was open was kindergarten. And I thought, well, maybe I can take that and get, and then if somebody leaves, ask for another level. They didn't leave for 6 years, so I was there for 6 years. But let me tell you what, I love the children, of course, but there were 60 of them, 60 that first year. 30 in the morning, 30 in the afternoon. No help. No air conditioning, no carpet on the floor, no curriculum, nothing, hardly anything, because I think that might have been their first year to have kindergarten. And so I had to plan all these things to buy and ask for. Lo and behold, they gave me a few things along, but they did not get carpet or window air conditioner. And I wanted a TV because you could get this Big Bird, and the kids learned a lot from that to help me and help them too. It all came after I left, which was kind of sad. I'd always read to them every day. Every year I read The Summer of the Monkeys, Old Yeller, and Where the Red Fern Grows. Those were kind of special books that I read every year. Just a little bit, you know, every day. So I started getting a few little books for them. That first year was just so tough because I couldn't even take them outside because by myself I could not look after 60 children. But when Gladys came, I think after the first 2 years, I think I had them all by myself for 2 years. When she came, what a help. She just was so good with them. And then we started going places. I could take them uptown to, we'd ask if we could come up to the fire department. Just different places over town we'd take them because you have to have someone in front to lead and someone at the back to watch. And so that was fun. And then we could take them out, you know, side and play games with them after she came. I really do not know. The Lord had to help me get through that first year. It was so hot in the summertime with no air conditioning. We had to wear dresses and hose. And those dresses that we made back then were out of polyester and hot as could be. I would come home in the evening and fall across my bed and lie there for about an hour before I could get up and fix supper because I was so, the heat, see, just makes you tired besides all what you had to do. So, but anyway, there's so many things have happened, you know, over the years. They have all these new things now, tech things that kids can use, and there were none back then.
What was your curriculum like?
There was none. I had to just make my own, just make it up. I mean, like, I wanted to do this and this and this. And so they did, after a while, I got in easels and paints and more books and some puzzles and toys that they could put together, that learning toys. But at first, it was so difficult because I just would give them a sheet of paper and let them draw whatever they wanted to. Then I would make a suggestion as maybe family members or and their animals or whatever. And then sometimes I would just let them draw what they wanted to. And some of those little kids were really pretty good artists.
What were the expected outcomes? What is it they expected you to deliver at the end of that kindergarten year?
There was no expectations. Nobody's told me that, okay, by the end of this year, these children should know this and this and this. A lot of them didn't know how to tie their shoes. And so, you know, we learned that. I tell you, I don't know. We just learned to get along together. I remember some of the children I had could read after two of them that I know of for sure. And today they're doctors. That's the great kids.
Yes.
But they could. They could read when they came to kindergarten. And even in when I taught second grade 21 years, even after the kids are the smartest, you let them help the others, and they can teach their classmates. I let them do that, too, especially those kids that already knew how. And I know kindergarten kids aren't expected to read. That's not your goal, actually. I think the goal is to teach them to get along with each other, how to share their toys and things, and how to tie their shoes. And
okay, one more from the list. What about discipline?
There wasn't any reason to discipline them, I mean, really, because kindergarten, first grade, even second grade students, and I had those second grade, they want to please you, and they like school if you teach them and make it fun and not fuss at them about this or that or whatever. You know, and I would not have taken that class if there had been another one open, and because I didn't feel I was really qualified to. But I really didn't know what I was supposed to do is the thing of it. If they'd have said, okay, you need to do this and this and this and this, well, I would have done that.
Well, apparently they didn't know what you were supposed to do either.
I guess so. It really went well because they asked me to teach Head Start in the summer. And for three summers, I taught Head Start too. And that was a year younger than kindergarten. I guess they were about four-year-olds. And they had an aide at the beginning. I had an aide each summer. I don't know how I did kindergarten in that too. I never did have any time for myself, I guess. But I think when you have a five-year-old kid, you've got to consider the age and to know that they're just, and I tell you what I did hear one time. I heard that by the time a child is five, they have learned more in the 5 years than they will learn the rest of their lives, which sounds not right. But I guess it's true because they have to learn so much. Feeding themselves and combing their hair and putting on their clothes and on it goes, you know. And some of them have a large vocabulary too at that time and know what most of the words mean, I guess. Some are just more progressive than others, and I think that has a lot to do with parents, how they interact with the kids at home and if they listen to them. And this is one thing, is listening, absolutely listening to what they're telling you. I think that's a mistake that parents make a lot, is not really hearing what they're trying to tell them.
My conversation with Mrs. Carson conjured up memories of black and white photographs, teachers in home-sewn polyester dresses, and a different time altogether. Kindergarten was introduced to our community as a transition from home to school for a generation growing up during the space race. I learned this important transition was made possible through Louise Carson's will, ingenuity, and the love of her students. Things have changed in kindergarten since then. Most schools lean towards an all-day kindergarten class. Technology is used generously. And students leaving kindergarten as a reader is an expectation. Although these things have changed, kindergarten remains a key transition for students. Play and song are still employed to teach students, and the kids continue to love their teachers. And that's probably one of the most important things that sticks with you. Mrs. Carson, now long retired, is one of the matriarchs of the church that I attended when I was a kid. Whenever any of her former students run into her, she greets us with a hug and a peck on the cheek, and we all line up like a bunch of five-year-olds waiting for our dose of unconditional affection from her, our mother of the kindergarten. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Within the Realm. To see the photograph of the 1970 kindergarten graduation, pop on over to our website at withinpodcast.com. In addition to Mrs. Carson's class, you'll find an archive of all of our past episodes for your listening pleasure. While at our website, sign up for our email list. Within the Realm is on social media. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to invite your friends to listen and subscribe to our show. Our show is produced by me, Steve Garrett, and our theme music is provided by 556 and a half. And, as always, thanks for listening.